Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The latest research suggests that individuals diagnosed with pre-hypertension are likely to develop high blood pressure unless steps are taken to control it. To talk about managing and monitoring pre-hypertension is Dr. Daniel Lackland. He's a professor in the College of Medicine and co-director of the MUSC Stroke Research and Education Center. Dr. Lackland, tell us exactly what is meant by pre-hypertension.
This is a blood pressure category that's almost high, but it's a characteristic that a very significant large portion of our population will be diagnosed with.
And what are the numbers for pre-hypertension versus hypertension?
Typically, the hypertension, we would think about anything that's above 140 systolic, 90 diastolic. And typically, as we think of 130 to 140 in that pre-hypertension category, and then about 85 to 90 for diastolic blood pressure.
And how likely is it really that someone with pre-hypertension will develop hypertension if they don't do something?
Extremely likely, and maybe even almost everyone. And if you think about it, as we get older, our blood pressure goes up, and it's just the way we are. And so a person that's at that pre-hypertension category is most likely to be hypertensive later.
But we can do something to make a change there?
Absolutely. This is a non-pharmacological, so you're not taking a pill now. Now what you're doing is looking at things like losing weight, getting some exercise, don't eat so much salt. And those are the things that we know that we can lower blood pressures in that way without medications. And so it's actually a good thing that we're able to do this.
And tell us more about salt. Why is excessive salt a potential problem for people who have pre-hypertension or hypertension?
Well, we do know the more salt we eat, the higher our blood pressure is going to be. We do know that we get much more salt than we actually need in our diet through processed foods, through fast foods, etc. We know that if we cut that back, be aware of that, we know that we can lower blood pressure.
And do we have numbers about what percentage we need to cut back the salt?
Most individuals would say we would be wanting about 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams of salt per day. But in our diet in South Carolina here, we're eating about 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 milligrams of salt per day. So really four or five times what we actually need with regards to salt intake.
How significant is exercise, regular exercise, for someone who's in that pre-hypertensive category?
Again, I think it's a tremendous amount, and it affects it different ways. One is, if we're exercising, we're probably losing weight and we're losing that type of mass. There's also been shown that the exercise alone, regardless of your mass, will help lower blood pressures. And so it's very, very important, and it's something that we can all do, and it really doesn't cost us much money.
Why is hypertension such a big health risk for us?
I think one reason, it affects a very large proportion of all segments of our population. So where we're looking between 30 and 40% of our adult population would be considered to be hypertensive. Hypertension is the major reason why we see people with heart failure. It's the major reason we see people with strokes and also with end-stage renal disease. But said in a more positive way, we do know that if we control blood pressure, we know that we can reduce our risk significantly of these conditions.
Dr. Lackland, thank you so much for providing this information about pre-hypertension.
Pleasure to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.